Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home. Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning is someone from a town that we've all been to. We all plan to be to a little bit more, especially when the weather warms up a little bit. It's winter in New England, but it's always nice down at the shore. Judy Sullivan, Executive Director of the Old Saybrook Chamber of Commerce. There's many things coming up in Old Saybrook in the summer, but there's also things that go on there all year round, and we're going to get into that a little bit this morning. Thank you for joining me, Judy.
Thank you for having me.
So we'll get into some of the summertime stuff coming up, but in February, it's a little chilly, no pun intended, but there's a little bit of a festival coming up in a couple of weeks, February 26th down in Old Saybrook.
Correct. We're so excited. This is our 25th anniversary of the Chili Fest.
That's awesome. So, I mean, it's been around a little bit. Tell me the history of how this started.
Sure. Well, 25 years ago, the Chamber wanted to offer something for residents and visitors in the winter to kind of ease the doldrums, right? And so it is an outside event. We have 25 to 27 chefs that come out. You can taste any or all of the chili and vote for your favorite. It's really a lot of fun.
I mean, have you had, like, recurring restaurants? Is there some newcomers that we should be aware of?
Yes and yes. You know, we'll hear from the Monkey Farm and Penny Lane Pub and Little Pub. You know, we've got organizations that make chili. The Lions Club will be with us, and even our Old Saybrook Board of Selectmen, they make chili. So it really is a lot of fun, a strong community event. It supports the Chamber Scholarship, which is always a great thing. And the top three vote getters also receive a donation to the charity of their choice. So it's really a win-win all around.
And chili's one of those things, I mean, everyone has their own, you know, thoughts on chili, beans, no beans, spicy, less spice. I mean, have you heard from some of the, you know, cooks that how they kind of approach this?
Well, honestly, Joey, some of that is held close to the vest.
We won't divulge any secrets.
But I can tell you we've had, you know, bison, we've had cocoa beans, some folks sometimes even get into the seafood and have seafood chili. So it really is a wide variety and something for everyone.
I mean, it's Old Saybrook. What else do you think? I mean, you think Old Saybrook, you think some nice seafood in the summertime.
Well, maybe you could think some nice seafood chili in the wintertime.
Yeah, and I mean, rolling into within the next week or so down there is restaurant week.
Yes, that's right. March 7th through the 13th, we have restaurant week, and we've got about 20 restaurants participating. You can check it all out at oldsaybrookchamber.com. And along with Restaurant Week, we're having a martini contest.
Ooh.
So some restaurants will be offering a special martini. You can vote for your favorite there through social media, and just come on down and have a little fun with us.
And that's cool. Like, I like the Chili Fest, especially bringing the kids along. Like, bring the whole family to something like that. And it's an experience because, you know, you have the people that made the chili. You can taste it. You can talk to them about their experience when they're, you know, what went into that process. And I know one of my kids is starting to get into cooking a little bit more. So something like that's really cool if you have those kids. They're at that age. You're trying to get them in the kitchen a little bit more, experimenting with different flavors. It's not a bad thing.
No, it's a great thing. And, you know, the ballots or tickets are $15 a piece, so that's great. And with each one, you'll receive a very coveted chili necklace.
Ooh.
So it's quite fun to see so many people walking up and down Main Street wearing chili beads.
So now with that ticket, is that like you get to try all the chili, or do you have to pay for it? Okay.
Nope. That's a one price, and you can try, like I said, as many or all of them. We do require for your vote to be valid that you taste at least 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
You can purchase a ballot here at the Old Saybrook Chamber office, or there'll be ballot stations along the street. Vote for your favorite and turn it into one of those stations at the end of the Chili Fest, 12 to 3 on Saturday, February 26th.
So that's not a bad deal. For $15, you get a lot of chili.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Definitely worth it.
We're always amazed at the number of people that taste all, 25 to 27 of them. It's
That would probably be me. I'd suffice to say that would be me.
And some people are very passionate about, who they think is the best and what they enjoy. We also give out a Spirit of the Chili Fest Award. So some chefs will, come maybe bring some music or costumes or something to make it even more festive.
And that's awesome. So, and now with Restaurant Week, are there restaurants doing specials, or what should, if people are planning that weekend dinner or weeknight dinner with the family, what should we be expecting?
Yes. In today's climate, we kind of left it up to each individual restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you'll see a little bit of everything. I think you'll see buy one, get one, or price fix menu, or selection to choose from. So it'll all be on the Old Saybrook Chamber website, so you can check it all out there and enjoy as many restaurants as you like.
That's awesome. Now, it's chilly. It's we're in February right now. Let's give a little taste to the listeners, coming up this summer. People have been to Old Saybrook. There's a lot of things going on. Any highlights that people might be looking forward to this summer? And some warm weather.
Well, it's always great here in the summer, right? Come on down, enjoy our restaurants. Come on down and play miniature golf on the Connecticut River. It's quite an interesting course. It has some replicas of buildings in town, and so that's a lot of fun. The first weekend in August will be our sidewalk sale. So come on down and do a little shopping and get a deal on top of that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Lots of great things, sure.
And now, how are the beaches handling, the winter, and everything's looking good down at the beaches if people want to go walk on the beach this time of the year? Are they allowed or?
Yep, come on down. This year, during the winter, the passes aren't checked. So come on down, make sure it's low tide, and you can walk the beach, absolutely.
So now, if people are heading down to Old Saybrook for, we'll say, the Chili Fest or Restaurant Week, where is Judy Sullivan? I know this is kind of like, how do you choose your favorite child type thing. as the executive director of the chamber.
Not your favorite, right?
Not your favorite, but those hidden gems that you wish more people knew about Old Saybrook.
Oh, gosh. I have to give a shout out to the CATE, the Katharine Hepburn Cultural Arts Center, right here on Main Street. It's our converted town hall that's become a theater, dedicated to our most famous resident, Katharine Hepburn. Check it out. It's really great.
See, because every town has those little hidden gems that that's what this show is for, to kind of get people out and about. Connecticut's not a big state. It's really not, people.
No.
You can go from one side to another.
Right.
But
we also have, the beautiful, we call it the bike loop. You can walk along the water. It's a 5 or 6 mile loop. It's just beautiful. Come on down and enjoy. Stop in the chamber and we'll get you hooked up.
Excellent. So, Judy Sullivan, if people want more information on Chili Fest, the Restaurant Week, anything else coming up in Old Saybrook, either this month, this spring, this summer, where should we let people go?
OldSaybrookChamber.com.
It's just that easy. Well, Judy Sullivan, the executive director of the Judy Sullivan, the executive director of the Old Saybrook Chamber of Commerce. Lots of things going down in Old Saybrook all days and weeks of the year. Winter, spring, summer, fall, Old Saybrook's a great place to visit. Like Judy said, you can go down, have some of that seafood. The 25th annual, 25 years, they're doing something right down there, the Chili Fest, February 26th. Enjoy it. Bring the family down. Judy, thank you for joining me this morning. It's events like this and towns like yours of Old Saybrook that great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.